you're feeling really rotten, have your hair done, top to bottom. Tony's Salon is the best, and we don't leave clippings down your vest. So why don't you come to Tony's and meet Victor Spinetti as Tony, Derek Giler as Stanley, and Deborah Watling as Maisie, with Alan Lake and Roger Kitter.
There we are, ready for the first customer.
Honestly, Stanley, that wash basin of yours, it's spotless.
As it should be. Pity somebody's going to spoil it with dirty hair.
Bill, I mean, it's only a wash basin, isn't it?
Look, love, if you'd seen some of the receptacles I've had to wash hair in, you'd value your humble wash basin. Oh, yes. When I was hairdressing up the Amazon, I shampooed hair, you know, in half a coconut.
They must have little heads.
Oh, big coconuts.
Get away. Still, you've certainly been around the world, haven't you?
Oh, yes, love, yes. There are very few places where Stanley Cawthorpe hasn't wielded his clippers.
I'd like to travel. You know, I've never even been to France.
Don't bother.
Why, what's wrong with France?
The French? Duh.
Yeah. Stanley, you had a bad time over there, eh?
Well, it was a long time ago, love. I never talk about it, you know.
Oh, come on, Stanley. I won't tell, promise.
Well, I don't know.
Please.
Well, Maisie, I left my hat in the Champs-Élysées.
Sounds ever so romantic.
Well, I was young, like, you know. I mean, it was springtime in Paris, and I rather fancied myself as a boulevardier, you know.
They can't touch you for it, can they?
That was when I met Claudette. Oh, my word, she was pretty. Do you know, we were so happy together. And then he came along. Morris. I told her. He's a crook. Vicious, mean, bad-tempered. But it was no use. She wouldn't listen. Oh, Maisie, it's... Do you know, love it? He's bringing it all back now. I don't think I can go on.
Oh, you can't stop there, Stanley. What happened?
Well... She found out in the end, of course. I mean, she stuck a knife in him. Up the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then she threw herself off.
Oh, Stanley.
Landed right in the middle of the Tour de France. Knocked half a dozen blokes off their bikes. But, I mean, they fortunately broke her fall, you know, and would you believe it? She got up, hardly a scratch, and ran off.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I searched every wolf for her. I was desperate, you know. I was getting sort of slipshod in me work as well. I didn't even care about me wash basins.
Did you ever find her?
No. Though years later, I heard she'd married a night watchman in Tangier. Mm. But at the time, I went back to Liverpool, so, you know, I swore I'd never go back to France. And I haven't. Oh, the French are no good, Maisie.
But you can't judge them all just by your experience.
Oh, yes, you can. All the men are villains and the women... Oh, I'm sorry. I can't. It's no good, love. I can't.
Good morning, Maisie. Hey, good morning, eh? Hey, what's the matter with Stanley?
Well...
It's all right, Tony. He's just a bit under the weather.
Well, I got something to put him on top of the weather. I've been getting the good news, eh? We got this special visitor coming to work in the salon for a week.
Oh?
What do you think of that, eh?
How do you mean special?
Wait till you hear. He's a real French hairdresser from France. See, that's it.
You said you had good news.
Well, it's exciting, eh? What's all the wrong faces? What's wrong?
Oh, I'll tell you later, but look, there's hardly enough work for the three of us. You don't need extra staff.
No, this is different. It's organized by the Hairdressing Federation in a special turn and turnabout.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's a French man. He come and he work here for a week, and next year one of us go for a week to his salon in France. It's good, eh?
No, it's no good at all.
What's the matter? You don't like the idea? You got something against the French?
Oh, leave him alone, Tony. And what's this bloke like?
I don't know. I read you a letter I get from the Hairdressing Federation, eh? Dear Mr. Fucetti, how are you doing?
Is that what they say?
No. They write all this with a reference to your professional standing. Oh, we are aware of your reputation, but all it means is, hey, Tony, how are you doing?
Here. Let's have a look. Mr. Marcel LeBlanc has been in touch.
Hey, and this Marcel, uncle, is the head of the French Hairdressing Federation. A big deal, eh?
And he should be with you at 9 a.m. on Monday the 5th. Hey, Tony, Monday the 5th, that's next Monday.
See, I know. But you ain't heard the goodest news yet.
He's going on Tuesday.
No. Look, at the end of this week, this Marcel, he make the big finale. Eh? Here, in this salon, he's going to cut the hairs of Miss Great Britain for the special publicity bashy baloney.
God.
Yes, publicity for Tony's, eh? All the papers, all the television cameras will be on the nationwides and the panoramics. And the people, will come to Tony's salon from all over the world. Queues right down the street. Right past the fish shop.
Well, I just hope this Marcel's nice.
Oh, that's for sure, eh? It's the hairdressing ambassador bringing goodwill from France.
Well, I can keep it as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, don't worry, Stanley. You'll be all right. You'll see. We'll get on like a house on fire.
Well, don't look at me when you want the fire brigade.
Well, this is it. Today's the Monday. And all is ready to welcome Marcel.
Hey, Tony, what time is it?
It was gone 9. Hey, Stanley, now, I hope nothing happened to Marcel.
Perhaps he's missed the boat.
Now, Stanley, listen, eh? You've been nice with Marcel, eh? For 1 week, please. He's a colleague and a friend.
If God had intended us to be friends with the French, he'd never have invented the English Channel.
Stanley, please, eh, for Tony?
Well, all right, but he won't be easy,
I'll tell
you.
Hey, Tony, I think this is him now.
Bonjour, monsieur, mademoiselle. Je suis Marcel Leblanc.
Buongiorno, Marcel. Welcome to...
So, what went wrong?
Wrong?
The Rolls Royce to meet me? Where was it?
Rolls Royce? I know nothing about the Rolls Royce.
You ordered one to meet me, of course.
No, you expected a Rolls Royce?
Naturally. In France, I am the important person. Le VIP.
Le VIP?
VIP, eh? I am known as Marcel the Magnifique, eh? Everyone sends the Rolls Royce for Marcel.
Ooh.
Now, you see, we begin under a cloud. I am angry. I stamp my foot. I hurt myself.
He's mad.
No more than I expected.
And who are these people? Huh? They come for my autograph, yes?
No. These are the people you were working with. This is Stanley and Maisie.
Hello, Marcel.
I am pleased you should meet me.
And I am Tony Fuchetti.
You say they work with me?
Si.
No. People do not work with Marcel Leblanc, they work for Marcel Leblanc.
See?
Of course. You understand. I am the best hairdresser in France, which means the world. It is only my natural modesty prevents me from boasting about it. Now, you have a head waiting for me to work on?
Do you think there's one big enough?
Stanley. Marcel, maybe I should explain.
You have no head waiting?
No, not at the minute, no.
Mon Dieu! In Paris, the women trample on each other. They fight for the privilege to have the coiffeur by Marcel. I just hope you treat me with the respect I deserve the rest of the week I am here.
But,
wait. I feel a moment of genius coming on. I must go and admire myself. Lucky world to have me in it. Thank heavens for you telling me.
Mamma mia.
Look, Tony. I know he's only been here a couple of days, but I can't stand much more of this.
Look, I talked to him, Maisie.
It hasn't made any difference, except he hasn't bothered you since yesterday.
You better not.
But me and Stanley, well, you've got to do something, or there's going to be trouble.
Look, it's difficult. Shh, shh. They're coming back for lunch. Now, sir, you just lean a bit forward, eh?
Right.
You see, Stanley, I know it is impossible for an Englishman to understand, but there is something très special about my genius as an hairdresser.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. I have that special flair, that je ne sais quoi. If only people would follow me and my ideas. But no, I am like a voice crying in the wilderness.
Ah! Oh, is that your foot?
Well, as I was saying, here in England, you do not have the flair, that sense of style.
Oh, I wish you would stop the talking, the talking, the talking, the talking, the talking.
For example, eh? Look how Tony does that cut.
Huh?
I mean, how bad it is, eh?
Huh?
You will admit, it is diabolical. Now, let me demonstrate the correct way. Eh?
Get off. I am doing this costume.
No, 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 no. Excusez-moi.
Get your fingers off this head.
No, 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 no. I wish to demonstrate. Huh? Now, step aside.
You get your hands off of my customer. It's my hair, sir.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Oui.
Actually, it's my hair.
Shut up.
Now, you see, with my hand, I give the air a little poof-poof here, and a little poof-poof there.
Here a poof, there a poof, everywhere a poof-poof, eh?
Then I sweep it up here.
Look, if you want to do this sweeping up, I give you a broom, you great arm-fisted French butcher.
Ah, you said that to hurt me.
Si. You are a butcher.
Mon Dieu!
Like this morning. This morning, you cut all of the hairs off of Mrs. Pratt.
It was necessary to cure dry hair problems.
It cured all her hair problems. Now they call her Baldy. And she never come back to Tony's. You are a butcher, and you are a big bag of wind.
Be careful with those scissors, Tony.
I will not stay here to be insulted like this.
Good. Then we go outside. I insult you on the pavement.
Ah, that does it. I shall leave.
It's good. And you can stay late.
And when I return, I demand an apology.
An apology? I give him a brick on the head. Mamma mia.
Tony, I don't think I'll bother with the haircut.
Sit down.
No, I'm late. I've got a plane to catch. I'd better fly.
Come back. I don't finish with you yet.
Oh, that's why I'm going.
That's another customer lost, huh? Soon I lose them all. Hey, in 1 week, this Marcel, he nearly closes me down.
He will when he cuts Miss Great Britain's hair.
Oh, it's going to be a big disaster. No, I will not let it happen. I go to the Hairdressing Federation, and I get this French fried potato sent back where he come from.
Well, I mean, will they do that?
I don't know. But they get me into this mess, they got to get me out of it.
Come in.
Buongiorno.
Hello there. Now, don't tell me. Let me guess.
Si.
Fuchetti. Tony Fuchetti, right?
Si.
Yes, I thought so. Never forget a name like that. Spanish?
Italian.
That's right, Italian, like I said. Now, may I call you Tony? Thanks, Tony. Take a chair. Take two.
Si.
You have come here for help. I can tell. Trained eye, you know.
Si, si.
And who is this man who's going to help you, you ask? The name is Sammy DeVere Walters. But to you, Sammy.
Sammy, si.
See, we're friends already. Is that chair comfortable?
Si.
If not, take another. Have mine. Lie on the floor. I want you to feel at home here. Tell me whatever you want. Ask whatever questions you wish. We can discuss anything.
This Marcel Leblanc.
Except him.
But that's what I come to see you about.
Oh, what a pity. I'd have liked that. Yes, but tempus fugit, you know, and well, it's wonderful to see you, and any time you're passing, don't hesitate. Pass on. just a quip, a merry jest. Well, it's been nice meeting you, Tony. Good day.
I'm not going yet.
You're not?
No. Oh. Look, Mr.
Sammy, we're friends, remember?
Okay, Sammy, we're friends. But I don't go till we sort out this French creeps.
Oh, yes. He's getting on well, I trust.
He's telling me what to do in my own salon.
A helpful boy.
Look, he's driving away my customers by the bus loads.
London Transport are very grateful.
He's the worst hairdresser in the world. I tell you, he's the rubbish.
I'm pleased to hear he's doing so well.
Mamma mia. You don't listen to me with your ears. I tell you, he's got to go.
It's not easy, Tony. You see, it's a matter of protocol. I mean, his uncle is the head of the French hairdressers.
So he keeps telling me. Believe me, I know his family tree from Marie Antoinette to Marquis Serviette.
Yes. See what I mean?
What I want to do with his family tree is to hang him from it.
Tony, calm down. Calm down.
I tell you, I'm not having that nincompoopy in my saloon. It ruined my reputation.
Nope, we can't do it, Tony. He must stay. And remember, he's got to do Miss Great Britain's hair on Friday. Everybody will be there. All the press, you know.
That's what worries me when they see what a rotten hairdresser he is. Will be me, Tony Fuchetti, who carries the canned back of the bad tomatoes.
Oh, no.
It's all on the front page, eh? French barber scalps beauty queen. Italian hairdresser ruined.
Tony, please, you're exaggerating.
You think so?
All right, so he's a klutz. But you, Tony, you are doing this for Britain.
I'm an Italian.
Yeah, of course you are. But you're also a member of our Hairdressers Federation. I mean, we'd hate to strike you off.
Strike me off?
Not that we would, of course, because we know that deep down you will do your bit. We know you wouldn't do anything to upset the Entente Cordiale. Would you?
And that's what they tell me. We can't get rid of him. We just gotta let him stay. And he ruined Miss Great Britain's hair on Friday. And my life in the bit and the pieces all under my feet.
Wait a minute.
See?
All we've got to do is to make sure it's out of the way for Friday, right?
See?
Without any of us getting the blame for it.
See?
I've got an idea. Why don't we get him arrested?
See?
Get him drunk and leave him outside the police station. If we do it on Thursday night, with a bit of luck, he'll be in the cells all day Friday. And it won't be our fault as far as the Hairdressers Federation is concerned.
Hey, it's not bad, eh?
Look, I do have a suggestion that won't leave anything to chance.
What do you mean?
Well, I have a little something at home I picked up when I was hairdressing in the African jungle.
See?
I remember Chief Mbabi frequently used it on his mother-in-law. He didn't like her, you know.
What is it, a kosh?
It's knockout drops.
Ooh, what with them and the booze? Marcel won't know what's hit him.
He'll be out for the count of the ten, huh?
That's right, and all day Friday we'll be in...
And Tony is safe from the ruins, ain't I the lucky fella, eh? I got two geniuses working at the Tony's. The plan is magnifico, mamma mia. Come Thursday, please, make it work.
So I say to myself, am I giving much thought to this? I say, what should I do for Miss Great Britain tomorrow? I ask myself, what can I give her that nobody can? And I answer, my genius. Tell me, Maisie, don't you find me interesting?
What? Oh, yeah.
You know, I am surprised you have not, as you say, fallen for me.
What?
But on the other hand, it is just as well. You are not high enough.
What's wrong with being 4'7"?
No, ma petite. I mean, high up on the social scale.
Up your social scale, mate. Oh, I mean, I suppose Miss Great Britain is more your type.
Mais certainement. Ah, what a picture we will make together in the papers. Huh? Ah, a mirror. I shall see. Oh, Marcel, you are so beautiful.
Tony, that pill I gave you, have you dropped it in his drink yet?
I can't get nearer to his drink. Hmm? Every time I hold up my hand, he kisses it.
Distract him, Tony. Divert his attention.
Oh, yeah, like, hey, look who's just come in. The Queen, huh?
What? Oh, I don't see it.
No, but that's what you mean, amazing. Hmm?
Yes. Look, you do the calling, Stanley, while Tony drops the pill in his drink.
Right.
Right. Hey, Marcel.
Me?
Look who's just come in.
Who, where?
Eh? Oh, yes, look, it's Rattle Welsh.
Where? Let her see me.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, no. It's a man carrying two milk stouts.
Oh. What a disappointment for her, huh? Now, you know, perhaps this is my best side.
Well?
Listen, I've done it. It's a pop straight in his drink. Now we wait for the big fall over act.
Hey, Marcel, come on. Your wine's getting cold.
It is so difficult. Both my sides are so good.
Well, Marcel, here's to tomorrow.
See? Cheers.
Ah, you know, I love wine. Like I love myself.
It's not possible.
Oh, yes. An interesting little wine, with a touch of je ne sais quoi. What do you think of yours, Maisie?
I don't know much about wine, but it's a bit... It's a bit... It's a bit...
Maisie!
And I did not even touch it!
Maisie! Maisie!
Oh, you stupid lug. You've doctored the wrong drink.
Aye.
Now, come on, my groom there. Give us a bit of there, will you? Come on, that's it. Get back. Come on. Let it get started.
And then I introduce the style. Bouffon, Rive, Gauche. You know it, of course.
Oh, yes. I had some for my supper last week.
That made me famous in New York, and after that...
Oh, it is Tony. Yes, oh, Tony. Well, who else?
Yeah. I got Maisie home, okay.
Good.
Mama, she tuck her up safe and sound in the bed. I explain everything.
I see. But what did she say?
Her father's coming around tomorrow to kick my teeth down my throat.
Perhaps this is my fault.
How do you mean?
I think she is so enraptured with my face. You see, some women cannot take so much at once.
Yes. Well, would you like another drink, Marcel?
My fire, that would be wonderful.
Wonderful, yeah, right. Well, you stay here, son, and Tony and I'll bring them over, like, you know.
Oh, you are spoiling me tonight.
We're doing our best.
Okay, I try again, eh, Stanley?
Yeah, all right, I did bring another pill, just in case.
Okay, give it to me, eh?
Right, now, this time, put it in his drink while we're at the bar.
See?
And make sure you get it right this time.
I should color her hair with the red, white, and blue, like the Union Jack. That would be magnifique, eh?
Si, a wonderful idea. Mamma mia.
Well, cheers, Marcel.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ah. Tony, you sure you put the pill in?
Si, I drop it in his pint at the bar, like we said.
But he's drinking wine. I'm the only one who's drinking. You great stupid...
Mamma mia.
I mean, mon Dieu! Mon Dieu, this is like an Agatha Christie, no?
Stanley, speak to me.
Ah, you know, a thought occurs to me.
See? What a thought?
How sad it will be if Maisie and Stanley do not wake up in time to see my great triumph tomorrow!
Mamma mia!
Oh, me aching head.
Tony, has my dad been round yet to kick your teeth in?
No, but he's phoning up to make an appointment. It's all my fault. Our plan went for nothing. And today, that great French fry kill my business in front of the whole world. Aye.
Bonjour, mes amis.
Oh. Hello.
Ah, good. I am pleased you are all here.
Speak for yourself.
Because I, Marcel Lablon, wish to make the special announcement.
Yeah, well, not too loud, son. My brain is still in my pocket.
I wish to tell you that I have made my grand decision about the heir of Miss Great Britain. I know. It is a time for the great emotion. Eh? It touches me also because I am so sensitive. But I have decided Tony here must do her heir.
Who? Me?
You want Tony to... But why?
Last night, you see, I see the true spirit of friendship. The fraternity of hairdressers. So we have had a little difference, eh? But last night, you take me out, you entertain me, even though you are so ill, you keep falling over. Ah, you are so kind.
Oh, Tony!
All the night I think of this, I must do something in return. and I decide. You, Tony Fucetti, take my place in front of the cameras.
I can't believe me is.
I, Marcel, I'm already famous. I can let you share some of my glory.
Now I believe me is.
Oh, Marcel!
Do not cry, ma petite fleur. Tony, tell them how happy they should be.
Si,
But I do not understand.
Marcel.
Oui.
We welcome you to Tony's, our friend.
Mon ami.
Goodbye, Marcel. Take care of yourself.
Goodbye.
Arrivederci. Ciao.
Well, Tony, that's it.
Si.
And you did miss Great Britain's air. Terrific.
And Marcel's on his way back to France.
Si. It's nice we have the happy endings, eh? All's well that ends not too bad, eh? Just one thing to settle now.
What's that?
Which one of you two goes to France next year to spend the week with Marcel?
Ah, well, now soon, you see.
Hey, Stanley, Maisie, where are you going? Hey, come back. It's a joke. I am your friend.
You've been listening to Tony's by Jim Eldridge, starring Victor Spinetti as Tony, Derek Giler as Stanley, and Deborah Watling as Maisie. Also this week, Alan Lake featured as Marcel and Roger Kitter as Sammy. Incidental music was written by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson. ¶¶